Hello, this is Jim Ablin.
Hi, Jim. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay. Hi, Tina.
Hi. You asked me to call you back today to do the final payment so that we could cancel your account.
Yeah,
before
yeah.
The next
Let's just get this thing taken care of. Okay. I really didn't want to give you my actual freaking credit card number because you've got my credit card number then, right? So that's why I wanted to do it a different way, okay? Not that you're going to take me or anything else, but I've had this happen in the past where someone continued to make debits out of my account after I thought I had them closed out. And I've just never had so many problems in the world with all these SEO companies and these Facebook companies and all that. They've taken me for thousands of dollars over the years. It's unbelievable how much money I've lost. Crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but you won't have any
and
with them. I can assure you, I'm sorry that
I've seen no benefit that I've gotten from you guys either. Honestly, I hate to say it, but I've seen no benefit. My phone isn't ringing. I'm getting no calls to action. I'm getting no business. I have no business coming in right now for weeks and weeks. And I don't know why. Okay? So I'm paying you guys money for nothing. I don't have money to hemorrhage out. You know, that's why it kind of pisses me off to have to pay any more money to you because I haven't gotten any benefit from your services. Yeah, that too. Okay, so it's bothering me that I even have to pay you any more money at all, okay? Because you haven't done anything for a couple of weeks now since we've been talking about this payment shit. You haven't done anything on my account, so I'm really paying you money for nothing, right?
So if you like, what we could do is we could collect the payment and push the next billing out 30 days, which means you would be paid in full till June 15th. So you could do that if you like, just so that you could take advantage of the rest of the month that you're paying for. You know what I mean?
I've already lost 3 weeks of it already. No, I don't want to do that. I've already lost 3 weeks.
No, that's what I mean, because your billing is on the 22nd. So I wouldn't want you to pay the April 22nd payment and then in a couple of days, like next week, have to pay the May 22nd, right? So rather than you feeling like you lost time, I could push the next billing out 30 days, which means you would get another full month of service.
No. Obviously, you're not hearing me. You're not going to just let me slide on this amount of money that you think I owe you. Okay, so you're not hearing me, okay? I really don't feel like I should have to pay you any more money because I've gotten zero benefits from you guys, no ROI somehow. And, it just galls me to have to pay you any more money at this point. That's all.
Yes,
and I
understand. I know, and you and I talked about it before too, about how it's just the terms and conditions in the that you acknowledged when you signed up with the voice certification.
You know what? You are the company, though. You have the power to do what's right. Okay, you're the one that has the power to do that. Okay, you know these companies that are too big and high and mighty to make some changes that. You know, really are due to the customer because of lack of service should be handled that way, right? I mean, it should just be expunged and just leave me alone. That's what should happen, okay? So, I just don't understand why you can't do that for me, you know? I've gotten zero benefit. In fact, you probably hurt me because there's been some Facebook stuff that's gone on there. I don't know. I've got some other company, too, that's putting up bad Facebook shit. They're putting frickin' carpet stuff. I don't even touch carpet, okay? And I'm paying for that, you know? It's just unbelievable to me, you know?
So we're not doing Facebook ads for you.
I know
you're
not.
Why
I know
I don't,
you're not.
Yeah,
I
know
you're not. There's another company doing that, but I haven't seen any real benefit from what you're doing either, though, because there's no call to actions for me at all. I'm not getting those. You know, so I don't
Here's
know what's happening,
what I would
but
suggest, Jim, just if you would do me this favor and at least start asking people when they call you how they found you, because on the dashboard it's showing me that in the short time that you've worked with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 5,602 times, and you've had 320 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. And
okay,
if I go through the different tabs, it's showing in March, 116 clicks to the website, 44 clicks to call you. In April, 29 clicks to the website, 12 clicks to call you. That's when things started dipping down a little bit because of the problem with the payment, right? But once it's paid, you're going to, assuming that you want to continue, start seeing, you know, some solid results again. But if, you know, you want to pay and cancel, you can do that too. But either way, it's going to prevent, you know, issues on your credit and further charges, because if not, there's that second payment due on May 22nd. And I don't want to see that happen to you either, especially since you're going through all this drama with all these other companies too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just been a nightmare. And I've got so many people trying to help me. I don't really know. I just know the person that's doing the Facebook has been a problem. They have been a big problem because they haven't done anything good for me. I've got no business from Facebook whatsoever. Nothing. So, and you know what? I just don't have time to be talking to you right now either. That's the frustration. So here, I'm going to give you the payment, and please try to get me back running again, okay? God damn it, just make me make me some
people
will call me. That's what
I will
need,
do it,
okay?
And I'll send you a login, too, so you can look at the results, too, when you have time. I know you're busy now.
Yeah, how much am I paying
you
per month?
Just $149, Jim.
Okay, well, let me make that payment right now and see what you can do to get the phone ringing again, because it's not ringing right now, and it hasn't for a couple weeks. You know, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you got it. We're going to get it back up there for you. Don't worry, because it's just because
of
the problem.
Okay, let me ask you something else now. Okay, let me ask you something else. So what you guys do, does that involve my Google My Business page?
Yes. So
you need to check that to see. I might have inadvertently taken you off of there. I don't know. Can you check that before we get going here?
Yes. Give me a second. I'm going to send a message to that department while we're talking, and then they can check it for us. So give me a second. And then that'll give us some time to get things updated. If not, if for some reason you inadvertently removed us, I can send you the email again to re-add us as a manager. But let me just double check. Can you check if still...
Sorry about all the background noise. I'm trying to get some work done here.
That's okay, Jim. No problem. So I sent them a message. I don't know if they're on the other line or in a meeting, but they usually get back to me within like 90 seconds to 2 minutes if they're available.
Okay.
So I'll just kind of wait and see if they respond. In the meantime, is the correct billing address for the new card still the 7395 Flora Avenue?
Yeah, that's the correct billing address. That's correct. Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay. The problem is I hired another company to do what you do, okay? And I think I might have taken you guys off and put them on there. I don't know. And that's a big mistake, because now you're fighting each other for what you put on my Google My Business, right?
So usually on the dashboard, if somebody removes us as a manager, the minute I go on, it'll have a big red banner at the top, and it'll say, you know, you don't have access. But it's not saying that on your dashboard, so it looks like it's fully functional. But just to be doubly sure, I did send that department a message, and I'm sure they're going to look into it, and they'll get back to me in a couple seconds, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, here it is, 4034.
Okay.
9100.
Got it.
4613.
Mm-hmm.
7909.
Okay, expiration?
0326.
And the code?
587.
587. Okay. So as a recap, I'm going to push the next billing out for June 15th. That way you get another full month, and that the technicians will go back in and they'll pick up on all the algorithm updates that were missed, you know, during that payment issue. And then they're not responding to us. Do you want to stay on the phone and kind of stall for a few minutes, or do you want, as soon as I hear back from them, I could send you
just
an email or call you back?
Just call me back whenever you get.
Okay. You got it. Yeah, if for some reason you have to re-add us, which I don't see that because that red banner's not on here, but if you do, I'll send you the email to add us. You know,
it okay, that's fine.
Done it a million
all right,
times
fair
before.
Enough, Tina. That's fine. Okay. Okay.
Sounds
thank
good.
You.
Okay, yeah, and
right,
you're welcome. Have a good rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks. You too. Bye.
Okay, thank you.